shopping, let me see you go, Brenda. Got a t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that, though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Restaurant week kicks off today, and as people go out and get a little sample of Kansas City, just beware, man. Just beware that, you know, that things could be a little crowded. It could be a little congested. But some of the participating restaurants in KC Restaurant Week, you got Bar Central, Blind Box Barbecue. My folks at KC Cajun with the one of the best food trucks in the city, baby. I'm glad they participating. You got T-Shots, the Savoy, 801 Chop House, American Slang. It's a lot of restaurants participating in Restaurant Week. So grab your lady or your boo or whoever you with. Get dressed up. Get looking nice. Put your good draws on. You know what I'm saying? Go out and have yourself a good week at Restaurant Week. Speaking of being a player and going out, Lori Harvey, she got some player advice for you. We got that coming up in 10 minutes inside the shade on Hot 103 Jams.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
623 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Right now, you're clear and cool at 28 in Grandview. Elvis and Priscilla Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, died yesterday after suffering a cardiac arrest, according to the Washington Post. Lisa Marie and her mother were on hand Tuesday night at the Golden Globes in L.A., where actor Austin Butler won for his portrayal of Elvis Presley in the Elvis biopic. The thing that I remember Lisa Marie Presley for is marrying Michael Jackson back in the mid-90s. And of course, them being naked on the You Are Not Alone video. Lisa Marie Presley was born February 1st, 1968, nearly 9 months to the day after her parents' wedding. R.I.P. During an interview with E! News, Lori Harvey opened up about her life as a single woman and some of the game her father, Steve Harvey, gave to her.
Just remember that you're the prize always.
Say that one more time.
Just remember that you are the prize.
Yes!
That's like his golden slogan for me.
Yeah.
It just means not compromising like my values, my happiness, my peace. Not settling for less than what I know I deserve, and not being afraid to walk away from a situation if it's like no longer serving me. It's so funny because I'm so quiet.
Yeah.
There's been so many stories that have been made up about me. Like I've seen stories about me being like fully in love with somebody and we have like this whole relationship, and I'll see the guy and I'm like, I've actually never even met him before.
No.
Like full-blown stories I've heard. I've dated a father and son before.
Not true?
Absolutely not true. And I've even heard that I'm a lesbian at one point. So, you know, there's been a lot of different things.
A lot of stories,
a lot of misconceptions.
Does it entertain you?
Oh, I think they're hilarious. I love the stories. They're very entertaining. I will give them that.
Yeah.
It's also her birthday, too. Happy birthday, Lori Harvey, you stone cold player pimp, you. And congratulations are in order for Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar because they're in the lead of the 54th annual NAACP Image Awards. The two have scored 5 nominations each. Meanwhile, Wakanda Forever and Abbott Elementary have earned 12 and 9 nominations, respectively. The 54th annual NAACP Image Awards will air live on BET on February 25th.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes it's good and necessary to respond. Other times, it's more appropriate to let things be. Wisdom is knowing the difference. Strength is abiding by that wisdom. Will your response actually contribute value? Or is the primary reason for it to prove a point? If you're too eager to respond, too quick to react, you could get drawn into situations where no one wins. Is that really how you wish to spend any of the priceless moments of your life? When you can jump in and make a useful contribution? By all means, do so. But when all you have to offer is an angry reaction, you'll soon come to thank yourself for having the restraint to leave it alone. Just because you can respond, just because you want to react, doesn't mean it's the best choice. Consider the actual value of what you can offer before you put it forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind on this Friday the 13th. Max Sauce in the building holding the city down. 656 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. Sunny skies later on. You're cloudy at 23 right now in Grandview. Today, happy Founders Day to the devastating, beautiful divas of Delta Sigma Theta. Oh, yeah, put them up, y'all. DST, stroll on, let's go.
You look good, want you back that thing up. You look big, fine woman, want you back that thing up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that thing up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that thing up.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. And us football holics like myself and Ron the Show Hughley, this is the time of year we crave for. This is the best football that you're going to see. Well, maybe not, because last week we saw the Chiefs do ring around the Rosie against the Raiders. Ron, welcome to the show. What did you think about that play, man?
You know what? It dignified to me how I felt. Like, I felt so much better, especially about the offense. And if you look at the numbers, they didn't put up a whole bunch of yards, and it was a pretty pedestrian day for Patrick Mahomes. And Watson, the first play, that 67-yard, that's the most yards a receiver had in the game. But if you look at how they played, and then in particular, then let's just bring it all to that play you're talking about, the ring around the Rosie. Like, it is so wild. A play is talked about so much that didn't count. The phantom holding call right on Creed Humphrey. But it's the number one thing people are talking about out of the gate, even though it didn't count. But it was back to the Chiefs offense that we know. Just, the fun aspect of the game. And it seemed like they got back to that. Like, some of these games, like, especially down the stretch, first off, like, I mean, I don't know about you, Brian, but I'm happy now, even though the Chiefs don't play this week, I'm happy now we ain't got to be talking about some matchups that nobody really cares about.
I agree.
That was about a month of tough games trying to get yourself up for the sorry Broncos and Texans and even Seattle and the Raiders. Now you get to talk about real football, but I'm hoping this means the Chiefs' offense is getting back. There were just moments where they seemed to be bogged down and boring. And now, if that's what they bring it back to the table, all right, man, that's the Chiefs we know.
Yeah, and I think part of that was due to some injuries that the Chiefs had with Kadarius Toney. Of course, he's back. Mecole Hardman seems to be ready to go for the playoffs, but we got to see what opponent we're going to play, because the Chiefs handle business, got the bye week, got the one seed. You got Chargers at Jaguars, you got Dolphins at Bills, and then you got Ravens at Bengals. What should Chiefs fans be looking at in this Super Wild Card weekend?
There's really only one game that's going to matter. Skylar Thompson, shout out to Fort Osage. He's going to start in the game. There's no way they're beating Buffalo in Buffalo with Skylar Thompson, especially with the emotions that may be in that stadium. Damar Hamlin, who's been released from the hospital in Buffalo, is up and going. He may be at the game. That's just a tough one. Yeah, the Dolphins aren't winning, and now Lamar Jackson has declared himself out, so he's not playing. Baltimore's not beating Cincinnati in Cincinnati. So the possibilities of Miami or the Ravens, that's gone. It's really going to be between Jacksonville and the Chargers. And this is a real dilemma. Because if you are, and I know how you are, you just easiest, I don't care, let me give me the easiest path possible. I think the easiest path possible is Jacksonville. I can't see us coming on here in 2 weeks, Brian, and us sitting here talking about, oh my God, the Chiefs lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. I can't see that happening. So I think most likely the Chiefs are going to face the Chargers. The only problem with that is if the Chargers lose, I think they're going to fire their coach. And I think that they're going to hire Sean Payton. And I think that is a whole new ball game moving forward. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm rooting for the Jags because I think that's the better opponent. I could most definitely see the Chargers giving the Chiefs big trouble. But if the Chargers win, I think they probably keep that coach and don't go with Sean Payton. So it's a weird thing. I think they're going to play the Chargers. I think they're the better team. But it is an interesting thought of what a loss by the Chargers could lead to.
I agree, Ron, but I want to rewind the clock 30 years ago in the 1992 season when the Chiefs beat the Chargers in the regular season, swept them. Playoffs came, lost to them 17-0, and that led to the Chiefs getting Joe Montana in the 93 season. Be that as it may, I don't want to see the Chargers. I'm like you. I'd rather see the Jaguars. Get pumped up with all the NFL action, and especially the Chiefs, with ArrowheadPride.com's Show and BK podcast. It is a must listen to for all Chiefs Kingdom every single Friday. I know it is for me. Ron the Show Hughley, thank you so much for joining me once again. Looking forward to this Super Wild Card weekend. Have a good one, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Actor and singer Jacob Lattimore joins the Morning Grind as House Party opens today. Good morning, Jacob. How you feeling, fam?
Morning. I feel good.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to be feeling good because you've been recruited to remix the 1990 classic comedy House Party. It arrives in theaters today. In this new movie, you remixed it by being club promoters. And you and your best friend, Damon, y'all down on your luck and you need to throw a party to get some ends. Tell us more about the new version of House Party, dog.
This film right here, I want to say is based on, the foundation of it is on friendship, man. You got two young men who are trying to make ends meet and trying to get out. I think everybody can relate to that, you know what I mean? I think you see the heart of this movie and why they need to throw this house party, why they need this money. And you have a character, Kevin, who is super responsible, who would never do something like this if DeMond wasn't in his life. This house party goes crazy. It's super relatable, and you feel the heart on why they need to do this. It's an incredible film. We're excited to pay homage to our respected classics and OG moments of what made, you know, the iconic theme so amazing. And I think it's a beautiful blend. It's a beautiful blend of just what's going on today in current hip hop. And you know, it's been a dark time for us in hip hop. So we need this moment of just comedy relief.
Facts. Now, in the movie, you eventually throw, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but they're going to see the previews and everything. You throw a party at LeBron James' house, who spearheaded this project. Now, if you really throwing a party at LeBron's crib, who got the aux cord?
Oh, man. Hey, it's probably we passed around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a different vibe. Everybody got a different feel. But, shout out to DC Young Fly, who plays this character who just brings the party to life, but also this comedic relief of just, like, you know, his energy is amazing. And I think this is a beautiful moment for him. I've known him for years. And to be able to do movies with your friends, it's a good feeling.
Oh, man, I know the set was probably uncontrollable at times. Oh, by the way.
It had to be because that's our generation. It is a little uncontrollable sometimes. So I think we do a great job of capturing those moments and putting it in the film.
By the way, I love the fact that this movie is rated R, so we don't have to hear the censors on the music, and we can really get a full, you know, house party experience, because I think the first one was rated R, too.
Yeah, it was, man. So I think during that time, it's like, times are so that rated R, what that means today versus then is just totally different.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's incredible to let this legacy live on and really, you know, have the OGs really pass the torch to us. You know, that's a comfort in itself. And also have Reggie Huglin, the original OG producer, really be behind it as well. You know what I mean? That gives us all the comfortability in the world to let us play and actually create our own moments.
The three classics of the house parties. Number three, hands down, my favorite one. Which one of the original house parties was your favorite?
I think, man, I have to say the first one. I can't lie and say that I was in love with it the way, you know, your generation might have been in love with it. I was born in 96, you feel me? But I also knew this captured the moment of those times so well that we have to have that same feeling, even if we're not remaking it. We have to have that same feeling of just energy, of just, man, like, how can we emulate the energy of today and make people feel something when they watch this movie? And that's the essence of our culture. We have a lot of feeling. We got a lot of soul, even if it's comedy.
Just as long as it ain't House Party 4 with, you know, with IMX, man. Just make sure y'all do it better than that.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 1.
Hey, y'all, hey, I cannot wait to check out the remix of the 1990 classic comedy House Party. It's in theaters today. Jacob Lattimore, one of the most talented young guys out there doing it. Thank you so much for joining me on The Morning Grind, dawg. Big blessings coming your way, and God's love.
Big love, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 30s. Sunny skies later on. Right now, you're clear and cool and 25 in Raytown. Tory Lane's father is speaking out ahead of his son's sentencing. Not sure if this is the best idea, but everybody got a platform these days.
Both my son, myself, and others of our family have long decided that we are not going to hold any animosity against Megan Thee Stallion. We forgave that girl long time ago because, again, we know that the principle of forgiveness is important in order to cleanse one's heart, to cleanse one's soul, and to not be bound up with hatred and you know, hatred, trust me, resentment, bitterness, those things can actually cause diseases of the bones. So whatever you do in life, no matter how hard it is, forgive, because forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. Some will actually, no doubt, question, is he actually saying that Tory forgave Megan for all of what's going on? Yes, we have forgiven her. But what we will not back down from is the machine.
I'm pretty sure Megan Thee Stallion don't give a damn about what y'all talk about over there.
Oh, that's good for you, baby.
What if you were assigned jury duty during an already planned vacation? Well, this is what happened to a woman who took a trip to the Dominican Republic instead of showing up for jury selection in the Young Thug RICO case. Rather than hold the woman in contempt, the judge gave her some homework.
We have a lot of people that we ask to serve. It doesn't make a difference what vocation or avocation you have. It is that important. You know, there are a lot of people that were inconvenienced. I mean, severely inconvenienced. You're not the only person that outlaid money. I examined people yesterday who lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to be here. And I have to make decisions in regards to that. Contempt is punishable easily by a fine of $1,000 and or 20 days in jail. Madam, did you attend college?
Yes.
You have a 4-year degree?
Yes.
What I then want to do is, in order for you to satisfy your contempt, I'm going to commute the 20 days and require you to write a 30-page paper on the importance of jury service. You'll have to do APA style. You're going to have to use at least 10 primary sources, 10 secondary sources. I am going to give you a date 3 weeks hence that paper needs to be submitted to me electronically.
I would be so upset because there's nothing you can do about it. You can't get out of it. It ain't no more my dog ate the homework or none of that. You got to get that done in 3 weeks, fam. Ain't been to college in over 10 years. You better fire up that Microsoft Word and get busy or pay somebody else to do it.
Shut up, Brian.
Deb Anthony has claimed that allegations that Gucci Mane killed Jeezy's associate Henry Pookie Loke Lee Clark is not true. Deb said that Gucci has misled the public into thinking that he killed Pookie Loke during a home invasion.
It's over with now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, technically, you really didn't kill anybody.
So let's stop talking about that now, because all these kids think that you're the number one killer. And let's don't talk about it no more, because now you're a dad. You got two sons.
Yeah.
You have two sons. So come into that and think about your kids looking at something, and these kids are looking at you a certain kind of way of something that's fictitious. It was done for rap.
If you will recall, during the Versus battle with Jeezy, the Versus, I never thought that would happen. Gucci Mane really laid in on this subject, as that was the controversy that was always surrounding the beef with Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. I think we still got a lot more growing to do in this society, especially when, you know, we bragging over murders. And she has a great point about looking in the eyes of these kids and seeing things from their perspective. It's a lot more bigger than you or I.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to wish those ambitious, practical, reliable, and methodical Capricorns some happy birthday.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Actor Liam Hemsworth turns 33. Actor Orlando Bloom, today is his 46th birthday. A lot of actors. Patrick Dempsey, he turns 57 today. The ice cold player herself, Lori Harvey, today is her 26th birthday. She's still in her prime. Screenwriter Shonda Rhimes turns 53 today. And country singer Trace Atkins turns 61. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our folks at KC some happy birthdays. Casey Williams, Terrence Lewis, and Katrina Gibbs, happy birthday. Mark Walker, Abigail Elizabeth, and LeGoe Rose, happy birthday. Melissa Hunt and Carly Mariah, happy birthday. Plus, happy birthday to Josh Fiscale, Anthony Thomas, and everybody else born on January 13th. Turn up, Capricorns. It's y'all day to celebrate.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jazz.
Good morning. Who is this?
Top of the top, man. This AK.
All right, fam. You sound like you were screaming this loud back in 08, 09 in the club.
Oh, man. Real easy. Real easy.
All right, man. Here we go.
Running up in my spot, so now I'm working out the Super 8.
Let's go.
Put it on for my city, on for my city. I put it on for my city, on for my city. Put on, put on, put on.
Eastside.
Put on.
Hey, let's go. What city you putting on for? Tell them. Loud and proud.
Man, KC is the town. You already know what it is.
That's right. You got two digital tickets to go see Jeezy and Friends in concert January 21st at the Midland Theater. And you just qualified yourself for a chance to get $1,000 on January 27th in cold cash.
I need all that, man. It's Friday the 13th. That's my lucky number, man. Let's get it.
Hey, man. Tell the town what morning show you waking up with every day, dog.
Man, it's the Morning Grind.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money show. Real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack, stack high, bruh.
Here we go. Hot 103.
Yeah. Making that real money.
Baby, let me see you go. Brenda. Brenda. Color t-shirt. T-shirt. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go Linda. Linda. Go Felicia. Felicia. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and turn. Go Don. Go Don. Go Shine. Go Shine. Go Ness. Go Ness. Go Alicia.
Three jams.